He put them on one side of the, it was a kind of a four-way. There were four corners there.
Four corners of what?
Of the street in Baton Rouge. And he and I and Jim was going to go get some coffee. So he placed them all on one corner of the street there. Man, they were all together like a bunch of birds in a nest. And we walked across and went to a little restaurant not far and got us a cup of coffee, and we met the lieutenant governor. I just remember his name now. He told us, he says, the governor's ready for you people over there in the Capitol. He said, whenever y'all get fixed up, he said, y'all go there, he's in there. Well, we was across the street from the others, and this fella Alfie, and he got there, he whistled at him. The man, they all raised up, and most of them come across. Man, them suckers took like a bunch of cattle. They come across the street, pretty near knocking one another down. I told Jim, and I said, look, Jim, I says, we told Alfie, you go with your bunch. I said, listen, I'll stay behind. Man, he went with that bunch, you know, leading them. They got in the building and went upstairs. Me and Jim stayed way behind. And they went on the front and sit down. But that was a comical looking sight to see. And then it was amusing too, and it was, in other words, go in public, it was kind of embarrassing, you know, to see that the people would wonder if we all come from the same place. But I've seen the time that, now I had some relatives that lived in there, but they'd moved from here or yonder, some Nunes's. And Oscar Nunes, but he was married to a niece of my daddy, who was a miller, and my mother was a miller. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd come and meet me at the boat and take me to their house. They didn't live very far from where I'd have to land.
Was there a place where the boat could land over there?
There, I'd have to go through canals after I got out of White Lake to go and pick up the priest.
At where? Where'd you pick him up?
I'm speaking about that overpass bridge.
Oh, I see.
But it was a little bit further south than where the bridge is at. There was a ferry there. Well, there's still a ferry there.
And there's a place where boats could dock? And
a place there for a boat to dock. And those little Nunes boys was all raised with me when they moved away from here. So they'd come and meet me there in a wagon with a pair of mules on them. Then they'd take me all through the country and show me. And those people, we called it huts then. They had little buildings made, maybe one room and then a little kitchen. And the windows was all made out of lumber, no glass windows. They'd open them like a door. They were hung up by hinges. And they'd tell me, to say, now, Eugene, we want you to watch. Well, we could see the window open, but as we'd get close, it would gradually close. By the time we'd get even with it, we'd close tight. They'd peep and see what it was coming. Nothing but woods, man. That stuff was, it looks like the Everglades. It was just a little...
The Everglades
In Florida, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. So it's all changed today, though, just like here.
Yeah.
But in that respect, there was a certain class of them like that. It wasn't all that way.
Yeah.
But it's telling you why that Alfie was putting up a fight for the road to go there.
And
he says it's to prove to the people what we need. We need civilization. By God.
Fight hard?
Yeah. And, but we got it like we wanted it anyway.